Ohio Dominican Panthers football game is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna, Wings, Beer, Sports, City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city, Dairy Queen, remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food, Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio, Jimmy John's, click, order, eat, Kimball West, your partner in performance, Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Steps up, now going to try and run to the five, hurdles a defender into the end zone for a leaping touchdown, Grant Russell. From the Superior Dome on the campus of Northern Michigan University, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to week number 8 of the college football season, as today the Ohio Dominican Panthers, with a record of 4-3, will take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats, who come in with a record of 3-4. Good afternoon, and we welcome you inside the Superior Dome here, where, again, outside, it's not a horrible day. It's a little colder than I think we've been used to the last couple of weeks in Columbus. I know the temperatures back home are a little bit cooler, but here we are inside this wooden dome structure where what Coach Merritt said beforehand, if it catches on fire, we better get out of here quickly because it's going down in flames, but we're ready to go here today.
I was going to say, Todd, speak for yourself. This is the warmest it's been in the UP in like the last 7 times I've been up here, so this is great. Nice and toasty here inside the dome, and it's a unique atmosphere for college football. Off the top of my head, the only other place I can think of that has an on-campus dome is Syracuse, I think, for college football. So it's just a unique atmosphere and a great setting here today. Looking forward to a great football game between two pretty good teams.
Two teams' captains are making their way to midfield. They're going to be interrupted by the Northern Michigan team coming out onto the field. The head coaches today, Chris Ostrowski, is a 1993 graduate of Jersey City State College. He is in his fifth season here with the Wildcats, and he's got a record of 18-32. Kelly Cummings, in his first season guiding the Panthers, a 1993 graduate of Eastern Kentucky. This will be the third meeting between these two teams and the second between the two here in the Superior Dome. Ohio Dominican has won both meetings, winning back in 2012, back on Sunbury Road, 47-7. And then in 2013, the more recent meeting here, 30-23, a game that the Panthers jumped out in front 14-0 in the first quarter. They had a pair of running backs in Mark Nichols and Brandon Schoen each go over 140-plus yards in that game. And they ended up hanging on down the stretch and beat Northern by a final score of 30-23. The Wildcats out on the field, they are in the all-green look today with yellow numerals and striping, the green headgear, and the Wildcat on the side. Panthers are in the all-white look today on the road, black and yellow striping on the pants, the black numerals trimmed in yellow, the black headgear with the yellow D-paw on it, and that is the look today. We've seen a variety of looks out of ODU this season, going with the all-white look on the road here today. Panthers are going to end up with the football first here today, so we will see the offense of Ohio Dominican come out there, led by quarterback Grant Russell. Scott, this is an offense. What's the over-under on how many times I call you Matt today, by the way, because I almost just did it. We'll set it at about 5.5. The Panthers are averaging about 26 points per game overall. Scott, they rank 9th in the conference in total offense. They have been getting better as the season's gone along because I think a lot of these younger players are starting to mature.
Well, Bill, you hit it right on the head there with a veteran offensive line that ODU has.
Do you even know it, Bill?
I don't. Not off the top of my head, no. Grant Russell, he's now making his 18th start in his career, so he's got a little bit more experience. You've got some of these younger guys, as you mentioned, are starting to get more and more playing time, more and more experience. And I think it's just a confidence factor at this point. They've been able to step up. They've delivered more big plays offensively the last 2 weeks than they had really the first 5 weeks of the season. So they're finally able to break through a little bit there. Now it's just a matter of putting it together for a full game. They've done a great job in the first half of some of these games, and then seeing the second half against Northwood, second half against Saginaw Valley, kind of regress a little bit and fall back into some bad habits that they had earlier in the year. So they can do it for a full 60 minutes, should be in good shape here on the road.
Starting offense today for Ohio Dominican, Andrew Lorenz, redshirt junior out of Bishop Waterson, is the center. Colt Tamaris is the left guard, a redshirt junior out of Cincinnati Sycamore. Tyler Edwards Frick is a redshirt junior guard on the right side out of Tri-Valley. Zach Williams will be the left tackle, redshirt junior out of Hilliard Darby. And Robert Fargo, redshirt sophomore to Martins Ferry, will be the starting tackle on the right side. The Panthers' skilled players today, Aaron Stevens, H-back junior out of Ironton. Actually, he's a senior out of Ironton. Dar Stanford, who is a redshirt sophomore out of Zanesville at wide receiver. Corey Contini, a sophomore out of Dover at wide receiver. And I likely will see E.J. Colson, redshirt freshman out of Middletown, as the starting running back here today. David Turner, who took a kickoff a week ago, back 100 yards for the Panthers' kick return touchdown, only the second ever at ODU. He is back to receive the kickoff. He is now third in the GLIAC in kick returns at 28.1 yards per return. He's one of only five players that have returned kickoffs for touchdowns this year. And one of the others is in this game here today, and Keyshawn Walker on the other side for Northern Michigan. Tyler Blackburn to our left has the ball teed up, and we're about ready to go here today. Ohio Dominican and Northern Michigan. Panthers have been very good on the road, 3-1, winning their last three. Thanks for being with us today on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Bird approaches, and we are underway. A high end-over-end kick that'll chase David Turner deep into the back left-hand corner of the end zone. He'll take a knee right there, and the ODU offense will come out onto the field. So averaging 130 yards a game on the ground, 236 through the air for 366 per game for ODU. And we'll see, they've gotten off to great starts the last couple of weeks offensively. Boy, they scored on their fourth play from scrimmage last week against Northwood.
That's somebody scrambling for the record books, trying to see Corey Cantini at halftime. Looked like he was going to be shattering all the receiving records. And, again, it's just about maintaining that consistency throughout the course of the game.
David Turner will be the other wide receiver that will open up as a starter today for ODU, who will come from our right to left and will scrimmage from the 25-yard line. First down and 10. Colson is the back, and Russell to throw on first down. Quick one to the right side. Dar Stanford makes the catch. Immediately dropped over on the far sideline by C.J. Washington, but a nice little pickup of six on first down for Dar Stanford. He is one of the top receivers in the GLIAC in terms of receptions. He comes in with 34 on the year, and that is seventh best in the GLIAC. Second down and four for Ohio Dominican. E.J. Colson, who had lined up in a slot right, will come back into the backfield and get a handoff from Grant Russell. He'll make his way forward. He's over the 35, out near the 37, and that will be a first down for ODU. Darrell Williams made the tackle for the Wildcats.
Well, nice to see Panthers getting Dar Stanford involved in the offense early. Had just one catch for 8 yards in last week's game, and you're able to come right back at that nice second down carry for Colson to move the chain.
First and 10 from the 38-yard line. No score, opening possession of the game. Grant Russell out of the shotgun with Colson to his right. Will take a waist-high snap, fires it right again for Dar Stanford. Same play, same result, 6, maybe 7 yards for the redshirt sophomore from Zanesville. He's had a couple of touchdowns on the season. He's averaging a little bit over 12 yards per catch. And Dar Stanford will again pick up 6 yards for ODU.
Well, the corner on that side's given him about 10 yards of cushion, so it's a pretty simple pitch and catch out there.
This time they will bunch a trio of receivers to the left side of the offense on second and four, and they'll sweep it this way for E.J. Colson. Looks to cut up in a hole, and he makes his way out to the 49-yard line. That'll be a run of five for Colson and another Panther first down. E.J. had 7 carries for 21 yards last week, and the Panthers went against Northwood. And for E.J. Colson, who they continue to try and get more and more involved in the offense as a redshirt freshman, he's already got a couple of carries and a first down here today for the Panthers. Three receivers right on first down. Russell takes. Quick pitch near side. Contini caught it at the 45 and out of bounds at the Northern Michigan 42-yard line. That'll be a gain of 9 on first down. First reception for Corey Contini. This is easy right now for Grant Russell.
It really is. And now eventually, a couple more plays like this, and then you can try to get them on a pump and go, perhaps, and hit them for the deep ball. But at this point, no sense in changing what you're doing right now.
Brought it back a yard. It was a gain of 8. So second down and 2 for Grant Russell, who has an empty backfield. 4 wide receivers and an H-back, and Russell again fires, hit E.J. Colson. He caught it at the 37-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 and a first down for the Panthers. Colson can be a weapon out of the backfield, lining up in that slot position. His 7th catch of the season. He does have a receiving touchdown. They actually spotted it at the 36-yard line, so it'll be another first down for the Panthers. And Joe Hines, for the first time, will check into the ODU lineup, junior out of Louisville. And they'll go with Hines as a running back and Colson as a wide receiver in the slot. First down. Now Colson will come into the backfield and line up to the right side of Grant Russell. And Grant will take it, and he'll keep it on his own read up the middle. 35, 30, 25. Penalty markers down, and so is Grant at the 18-yard line of Northern Michigan. And an 18-yard run by Grant Russell on his own read is going to come back.
Well, it was a very well-designed play. They fake the handoff to Hines, and they had Colson in motion as the lead blocker, and that really opened up the middle for Grant, but again, they're going to come back on the holding penalty.
Panthers, 33 penalties in 8 weeks coming in, averaging 35 yards per game in penalties, which is fourth best in the GLIAC. The penalty will be from the line of scrimmage and bring it back to the 46-yard line, where it'll be first down and 20 now for ODU. And Hines back out of the lineup. Stanford and Turner are right. Contini over here to the near side with Aaron Stevens, H-back left. And E.J. Colson will line up behind Grant Russell in a pistol formation. On first and 20 from the northern 46-yard line, speed option, quick pitch outside Colson, cuts up 45-40 and nearly got back to the original line of scrimmage. Got at least 9, maybe 10. Good read by Grant. Made a quick pitch to Colson, who got good yardage on first down.
That's a nice wrinkle that they have in the playbook, something we haven't really seen a whole lot of in this ODU offense since Jeremy Fudge and Mike Nofsinger were in the backfield way back when. And, with Grant's ability to keep the football, it's a nice play there. And as you said, maybe we'll get most of that penalty yardage back.
Second down and a little more than 10. Quick little pitch forward to Colson on a jet sweep. Cuts up field 35 over the 30. They bring him down by his legs at the 27-yard line and 1 yard short of the first down. And boy, E.J. Colson, he's had some games where he hasn't had this many touches as he does on this opening possession.
Oh, they're spreading it around a little bit. Cantini's got a catch. Dark got a couple of catches. Colson getting the ball in his hands. So got some weapons offensively.
And how about 2 running plays from first and 20 to third and 1? And now an empty backfield for Russell. Colson comes in front of him. Grant fakes it to him. Grant looked to take it up into the hole. And boy, it would take some kind of second effort for him to have gotten the first down. I don't believe he did. So he is going to be short by less than a yard. And on a possession for ODU that has been fairly lengthy, over 4 minutes on this opening drive, you've got to go for it here on fourth down.
Oh, absolutely. The timing of that just seemed a little off. I think Russell and Colson bumped into each other in the backfield, and that really just kind of threw everything off. That's the only time that ODU has been stopped on this drive.
So it'll be fourth and a yard out of the pistol. Timeout coming for Northern Michigan as ODU was going to run option right. And there was nobody out there for Northern because they all kind of started that play. And there was a lot of green turf, not very many green uniforms out there to pick up that play. I think Coach Ostrowski saw that, called the timeout. And so in spite of what it says on the field, first and one, it is going to be fourth and one for ODU. So the Panthers taking on Northern Michigan. They've got 3 games coming up after today. Next Saturday will already be underway at North Canton Hoover High School, which this year is playing home to the Walsh Cavaliers. We'll have a noon kickoff. The last 3 games of the season will all be 12 o'clock kicks. Final 2 will come your way from Panther Stadium when ODU will welcome 2 nationally ranked teams in Wayne State and Ashland to Panther Stadium in those final 2 games. Panthers are going to be trying to close out the season on a nice little win streak, but they've got 2 very quality opponents down the stretch, and maybe ODU doesn't have playoffs in their future, but certainly those 2 teams, Wayne State and Ashland, are thinking about it, and the Panthers could possibly play spoiler in those last 2 weeks. So everybody back on the field for what is fourth down and a yard. New formation for ODU. Colson to the right of Grant Russell. H-back Stevens lines up left. Grant's going to look to throw on fourth down. He's got Contini first down 20. Trying to break a tackle, and he's hauled down from behind at the 11-yard line. So they go from a run to a short save pass to Corey Contini and a first down ODU.
I like that they're going to throw the ball. They got Grant out of the pocket, rolled him to his right. And a simple, you know, short little out route there by Cantini. Lots of green space in front of him. Secured the catch and was able to get plenty more after it.
Panthers are now 7-for-9 on fourth downs this season. Pretty impressive. Russell on first down, although the marker says second. They're having issues with that. From the 11-yard line, and it's E.J. Colson to the right. Cuts back left inside the 10 down to the 9-yard line. And that'll be a short gain for E.J. Colson. Panthers here in the red zone, 18 out of 23, ninth best in the GLIAC, but of the 18 scores, 16 have been touchdowns, so they've done a pretty good job of finishing off these drives. It'll be 2nd and 7 from just inside the 10.
Well, last year, Panthers led the country, I believe, in red zone percentage. I think they scored on 95% of their trips inside the red zone. Falling off that pace a little bit, but they picked up their efficiency over the last few weeks.
2nd down and a play action. Grant rolling near side, looking towards the back of the end zone for Aaron Stevens, who's wide open for an ODU touchdown. 9-yard strike. Grant Russell to Aaron Stevens. And the Panthers with an extremely impressive opening drive to start the game today.
Again, they were able to roll Grant out of the pocket, something we haven't seen ODU do a whole lot of this season. And they got him on the move, and that gave him lots of time to survey the field. It was a longer developing pass play, and Stevens, working from the right side of the formation all the way across the field to the left, able to find a soft spot in the back of the end zone for the touchdown.
Justin Bonchek, senior place kicker, 25 of 25 on extra points, is out there. The touchdown man, Aaron Stevens, will snap it back to backup quarterback Austin Ernst, who puts it down, and Bonchek hits it home. Timeout on the field. Aaron Stevens' second receiving touchdown of the season has the Panthers on top, 7-0, 9:35 to play first quarter. Here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're at Ford back here in the studio for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Taking a look at the GLIAC scoreboard, and a surprising score. I know Matt has his eye on this one. Saginaw Valley, Wayne State. Wayne State 16, Saginaw Valley 14, 3:11 to go in the second quarter. And so let's rejoin Todd Bell out at the Superior Dome.
All right, Brent, thank you. Panthers ran 12 plays on that opening drive. And, Scott, I don't think it was till late second quarter before the Panthers had run 12 plays in that game against Northwood last week. After the defensive score, a kick return, the offense could never get on the field, but an impressive drive to start the game today.
Absolutely. And really just the one play, the Grant Russell keeper on third and one that he got stuffed, that was the only play out of that 12-play drive where ODU didn't pick up positive yardage.
Walter Jackson will field this Bonchek kickoff inside his own 10. He's over the 20, 25, and out near the 28-yard line. And that is where the Wildcats will come onto the field for the first time on offense here today, led by senior quarterback Shea Brown out of Fenton, Michigan, completing only 53% of his passes for 1,395 yards, 13 scores, only 4 interceptions on the season. Not much of a running quarterback, only 25 rushes for 36 yards on the season. Jake Mayon, a 5'9 sophomore running back out of Plainfield, Illinois, will be the starting running back today, and Vince Propson, their center, will snap it back in Mayon on first down with a nifty move over the 30, 35, and a first down run as Gus Simmerling will make the tackle out near the 40-yard line, a pickup of 12 on first down for Jake Mayon. Again, 119 carries coming in. That is the third most attempt in the GLIAC. He is fifth in yards per game, fifth in touchdowns, and he's averaging over 5 yards per carry. So it will bring up first down and 10 from the 40-yard line. Wildcats trailing here 7-0 going left to right. They will bring a receiver in motion. They will hand it off to him. In fact, that's Aaron Harris, and he's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage by Dimmerling, and a tackle for loss of 2. Junior running back Aaron Harris had lined up in the slot, and that jet sweep didn't work that time for the Wildcats.
Let's It's going to be important to see how ODU responds defensively against the run. Obviously, they got gashed a little bit last week against the Northwood team that they're going to run the ball 50, 60 times a game. You know you're going to give up some yardage. And how they can bounce back here, and if they can make Northern Michigan one-dimensional, is really going to be critical here defensively.
Second down at about 13 and Brown to the air for the first time. Far side, that's going to be caught and quickly tapped out of bounds as senior receiver Paris Woods. And he'll work his way out to the 42-yard line out of Brooklyn Park, Michigan. He is first in the conference in yards per catch at 26 per game, so he's kind of their home run hitter.
Yeah, to hold him to 4 yards right there, he'll take that. Lined up on the Billy Aikens side of the field there. So Panthers here, a chance to get off the field defensively in a third and long situation for Northern Michigan.
Third down, they need midfield stripe for a first. Lots of bodies moving here for the Wildcats. And it'll be an empty backfield now. Four wide receivers to the right and one to the left now for Brown, who will take the snap. Looks downfield. Ball comes out of his hands as it was knocked down. Brown fell on it at the 38-yard line. Looks like Demetrius Farmer was able to reach out there and just kind of swat the ball out of his hands. And after giving up a first down on the first play, they're going to get a three and out and get the ball back.
I was watching the receivers bunched up here on our near side, and it was just a very slow-developing play. And the Panthers didn't bring a whole lot of pressure, just the four-down linemen rushing, and there was nowhere for Brown to go with that football.
Joe Kwasinski, a freshman, will punt. He's averaging 40 a game, which is third best in the GLIAC. Corey Contini to our right is back to receive. Panthers coming a little bit, almost got there. They bump into the kicker. Contini with a fair catch down on the other end of the field inside the 20. And it was Trey McIntyre that ran into the kicker. Is it going to be roughing or running? Running will not give him a first down. Official indicates.
Northern Michigan bringing offense back out.
And it's going to be a roughing the kicker by McIntyre. I'd like to complain about that, but we probably shouldn't hit him anyways.
Well, and that was one. McIntyre was certainly trying to slow his momentum. I think the problem with it, though, is that he kind of hit him with his shoulder. You know, it wasn't, he ran pretty much right through him, even though he was trying to slow down. He did run right through the punter there, and I think that's why the penalty was called, and certainly credit for Blackburn for the acting job as well. See him rolling around on the ground after the contact certainly helped sell that call as well.
So first and 10 at the 47-yard line of Ohio Dominican now for Shaden Brown and the offense of Northern Michigan. And on first down with an empty backfield, quick pitch over here to the near side, caught by Lewis, ahead to the 40-yard line, broke out of a tackle, and he's down to the 33-yard line. That'll be a 15-yard play to Geronta Lewis, a junior from Weston, Florida. And the Wildcats now are inside the 35.
Yeah, they had that one well blocked. The receivers were able to get downfield and provide some support for Lewis after making that catch. And now Northern Michigan, after that roughing the punter penalty, a chance to capitalize and take advantage moving deep inside ODU territory.
First and 10 at the 33-yard line. They will have Harris and Mayon in the backfield. Two receivers left, one over here to the near side. They will put Harris out of the backfield now and hand it off to Mayon. Kind of stutter steps his way into the hole, and Cameron Cole on the bottom of the pile is going to get a hold of him. He and Ross Thompson are there. They both had huge games last week. Cole, 10 tackles. Ross Thompson had 11 tackles. I thought combined between those two linebackers, they had probably their best day of the season last week.
Well, absolutely. We knew they were going to be busy with that Northwood rushing attack, and they certainly stepped up and delivered. Again, Northwood got its yardage, but for the most part, ODU defensively, especially in the second half, limited them and didn't allow any big plays.
So a gain of only one for Jake Mayon. It'll bring up second and 9. High snap. Brown fields it. Fires it over the middle. Ball comes out of the tight end's hands. Marquise Tyus forced the fumble of the tight end Heaton. And the Panthers have recovered it. And Ross Thompson comes up with the loose football for ODU. Mitch Heaton, a true freshman out of Clarkston, Michigan, was wide open. Caught it. Tyus put his headgear right on the football and came flying out of there.
It's your guy.
That's my guy. I talked to his younger brother today at a rest stop in somewhere in the UP. Looking at bearskin coats together.
Oh, great job by Tyus. The tight end Heaton was wide open in the middle of the field. The Panthers were bringing a blitz from the opposite side, and that left Heaton wide open. But Tyus put his helmet right on the football and popped it out.
13th takeaway for ODU's defense this year. Now a minus 3 in that department. First and 10 from the 22-yard line. Quarterback draw Grant Russell, and they got a hold of his legs and brought him down at the 25-yard line. So a short gain on the play. Tackle was made there by Blake Ray. And a gain of only 3, second down and 7. Panthers picking up the tempo a little bit here on offense. Colson is the running back, and Grant will fire it to him out of the backfield. 20, ahead to the 25. Boy, he took quite a shot. He's ahead to the 29-yard line. Darrell Williams was the man who applied the hit, a gain of 4. And it'll bring up a third down and 4 now for the Panthers as we're down to 5:35 to play in the first quarter. ODU leads 7-0.
Well, this is one of those drives. Obviously, you always want to get points when you score, but at least get a first down or two, let the defense catch its breath, reward them for getting that stop on the turnover. You don't want to punt right away after getting that turnover.
Third down and 3 for ODU. Russell takes it. Wildcats are coming. Great protection. Contini catches it at the 35 and a first down as he is hit immediately and put down by Calvin Lowe. Grant Russell had all day to throw. Great job by the offensive line to protect and get Contini time to get open.
Oh, Corey Contini, that's his target on third down plays. And Corey Contini, coming into today, he had 46 receptions. He's had 35 of those receptions have converted into a first down for ODU.
Russell drops back. Deep ball. Contini is wide open. He will make the catch at the 30. He will walk his way into the end zone. 64-yard touchdown strike. Grant Russell hitting Corey Contini on a deep ball over the middle. And the Panthers have scored on their first two possessions.
Those two have really developed a pretty good chemistry over the last few weeks. We saw in the early going of this season, they weren't quite on the same page on some of those deep routes, and now it's been automatic. And Corey Contini, flashing off his speed right there, just pulled away from the Northern Michigan secondary for another long touchdown pass.
Justin Bonchek back out for the point after. Aaron Stevens will snap it back. Ertz puts it down, and Bonchek's extra point is good. Timeout on the field. Seventh receiving touchdown of the year for Corey Contini comes with 4:45 to play here in the second quarter. 14-0 Ohio Dominican over Northern Michigan on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Ohio Dominican with the lead right now over Northern Michigan, but it's Wayne State leading Saginaw Valley 22-14 in the second quarter. Ferris State strikes first 7-0 against Lake Erie. Let's go back out to Todd Bell and Scott Miles.
Brett, thank you. Just a quick four-play drive. Scotty is 78 yards and just a 130, and turning the turnover into points is huge.
That's the longest passing touchdown of the season for ODU, and now three straight weeks that Russell and Contini have connected on at least a 54-yard pass. Had a 54-yarder last week against Northwood, 67-yard completion 2 weeks ago against Lake Erie, and then the bomb here, 64 yards for the score.
Justin Bonchek will approach from our right. Panthers have gotten off to that fast start that we had hoped for. And now the return will come from Walter Jackson. Back inside his 5, backpedaling. Jacob Mercier racing downfield will tackle him at the 8-yard line. Boy, Mercier was determined to catch him as he was running away from him to the other side of the field, and a great special teams play by Jacob Mercier. There is a marker down at the 30-yard line, so this may even move the ball further backwards against the Wildcats.
I love watching Jacob Mercier on special teams, and he immediately became one of my favorite players a couple weeks ago when he had the touchdown, I think, against Lake Erie, and then came down on that following kickoff and made the tackle
right
on the ensuing kickoff. And I was watching Jacob covering this kick here specifically, and he did a great job. He kept the proverbial head on a swivel, was waiting for somebody to come over and block him.
Panthers are going to get dinged for a face masking penalty, so I was completely wrong. Go ahead, finish your thought.
And Jacob kept on looking and waiting for somebody to come over. He's looking for that blindside block. It never came, and that just left him free to come down and make the tackle inside the 10-yard line.
So it was a face masking penalty against the cover team. That's a rarity. And the ball, instead of being back at the 8, will come all the way out to the 23-yard line. So a break for Northern Michigan as they trail 14-0. And Brown to the air again. Quick pitch over here to the near side, and it is dropped immediately. That is a pretty good, well-thrown ball. Can you read that? Is that
85?
Their roster is so small, even with my glasses, I have a tough time reading the name. And it's a strange last name as well to boot.
Ackenlade, Michael Ackenlade from Birmingham, England.
Yeah, he's from England, no wonder. Second down, and a quick throw out to the left-hand side. This one will be caught over there by Lewis. He'll make his way out to the 30-yard line and tackled right about the 31. So a gain of 8. They'll have third down and short coming up. Wildcats were able to extend their drive last time when the Panthers committed a roughing the punter, and that helped them on a third down. Now they've got a third down and short. Aaron Harris is going to line up as the running back. They'll bunch a trio of receivers right, close to the line of the offensive lineman, and one receiver to the left. Third down and 2. Harris will shift to the left of Shea Brown. Panthers are coming. Brown, quick throw over here to the near side. It is caught by Crum. Broke one tackle. Got a first down out over the 40. Gus Dimmerling finally brings him down at the 41-yard line. Julian Crum, who had 11 catches last week, but for only 68 yards, will give them the first down.
Yeah, Crum, a guy averaging just over 6 yards a catch. And that time right there was a good reaction by Dimmerling to get over. The way that ball, that pass play was blocked, thought he was going to squirm free. Might have had a long touchdown there if Dimmerling doesn't get over.
So first down and 10. Harris goes in motion. They fake it to him, hand it off to Mayon up the middle, and he will work his way out to the 45-yard line. Cameron Cole had a hold of him but couldn't quite gather enough of the jersey to bring him down at the line of scrimmage. So Demetrius Farmer made the tackle 3 yards downfield. Redshirt junior out of Dover. He has had one whale of a season at defensive tackle for ODU. He's averaging 7 tackles a game. He's got 9 tackles for loss, and he comes in second in the GLIAC with 6 sacks. Second down and 7 now for the Panthers, or for the Wildcats. Some furry animal. And it'll be Shea Brown to throw out of the backfield. He'll hit Harris unguarded. 45, 50 down the left sideline. He needs one more block and didn't quite get it. Tapped out of bounds by Dwayne Gordon Jr. at the 29-yard line. Miscommunication defensively because they left running back Aaron Harris wide open out of the backfield in a big play for Northern Michigan.
Yeah, it's easy for us to kind of see that developing from up here. Harris just snuck out of the backfield. No one there to account for him. And about a 27-yard pickup there to keep the chains moving for Northern Michigan.
From the 29-yard line, first and 10, Northern Michigan. They trail 14-0. 4 wide receivers, and Brown will throw out to the left. Lewis will make the catch, but he'll be immediately tackled over on the far side of the field. So the catch will be a good of 3 yards as Marquise Tyus was able to come up, already caused a fumble today, and the senior out of Lakewood will make the stop for a gain of 3. Lewis will check out of the lineup now. They'll go 3 wide receivers over here to the near side. And one over there to the left is Paris Woods. Second down and 7 now for Brown. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, now looks and throws over here. Ackenlade makes the catch. He moves forward to the 16. A gain of 10 and another Northern Michigan first down. And Shea Brown starting to get into a little rhythm here.
Absolutely. And we'll see if the Panthers, maybe make some adjustments defensively, try to bring out another defensive back, perhaps, to try to combat this quick passing game of Northern Michigan. So far they haven't really tried to attack the field vertically, but just picking apart ODU a little bit defensively here on this drive.
First and 10, they'll send Harris in motion, fake it to him, hand it to Mayon, straight up the middle, and Paul Wesselhoff will bring him down at around the 12-yard line. Senior out of Logan makes the tackle for ODU, playing in his 39th game today for Ohio Dominican. And on the first down run, good for almost 5 for Jake Mayon. I find it interesting, and it tells you that they're not going to rotate a lot of running backs in, because if Shea Brown is second in the conference in attempts, and Mayon is 3rd in the GLIAC in rushing attempts, those are the two guys that are primarily going to do something with a football. Under a minute to go now in the first quarter, second down and 5. Harris replaces Mayon in the backfield. And Brown out of the shotgun will clap and take the snap and gives to Harris up the middle, and he got spun around and falls down at the 5-yard line. Cameron Moore finished him off there. That'll be a 5-yard run, and it's going to be good enough for a first down. So Northern Michigan, with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, will have it first down and goal. Now they'll get a little bit bigger type formation as both Heaton and backup tight end Colin Waters are out onto the field. They will have two receivers over here to the right, Woods and Harris. Mayon lines up to the left of Brown. Now Harris goes in motion. They'll fake it to him, give to Mayon, gaping hole up the middle, and he's into the end zone for a Northern Michigan touchdown. Boy, the offensive line up front drops in the center, and Anthony Herbert there, the left guard, where they opened up a gaping hole that time for an easy score for Mayon.
Well, you can see Northern Michigan, they do a lot of misdirection. You see that a lot more now in college football these days, and similar to what Ferris and Lake Erie and Northwood and those teams are kind of doing. And, you know, it just causes the defense to stop and think for a second. Okay, they're going to hand it off to the guy going on the jet sweep around, or who's got the ball. And that time it just left the hole wide open right up the middle.
Tyler Blackburn for the point after, and it is up and it is good. And so Northern Michigan, two possessions in the first quarter. They had a turnover and a score. Panthers, two possessions in the first quarter, two scores. They will get it one more time, but there's only 14 seconds remaining here in our opening quarter of play. Panthers, seven first downs already, run 16 plays, they'll have 163 yards of total offense. Northern will have 112. I was going to look something up, and I can't remember what it was. I told you, I'm just flat out losing it. Wasn't even there anyway.
Did you ever have it?
We'll say hi to Mike Popovich. At least he's listening and enjoying the broadcast today, driving around Ohio from the Canton Repository. Mike and I go back a long, long time. I'll leave our baseball differences aside in terms of techniques and how to broadcast baseball, but everybody's got their own, right?
Absolutely.
Just happens to be wrong, right?
And also got a text from longtime past Panther football listener, Shara Perry.
Wow.
She was tuning in.
Long time. Started last week. Blackburn has the ball teed up. As he approaches, sends it end over end. David Turner, again, is not going to get a chance. He's 9 yards deep and will take a knee in their checkerboard green and yellow end zone. And so it'll be first and 10 Panthers. They'll run a play here in this first quarter with only 14 seconds remaining. Well, ODU got off to a fast start, but as it is, Scott, they're looking to have a one-score lead here at the end of the first, presumably.
Well, unless we throw Dita Gray
right
again.
Yeah.
But, Northern Michigan offensively, you know, made some adjustments, and again, I think a lot of that credit was due to the offensive line for them. They were able to establish a little bit more of a running game on the second drive than they did on the first drive, and capitalized on a couple of Panther mistakes, especially leaving the running back uncovered out of the backfield.
At the very least, the Panthers today are playing from in front. First and 10 from the 25-yard line as David Turner comes in motion near side. Justin Davis out there for the first time. Vacant to him. Throw it downfield to E.J. Colson. Makes a sliding catch at the 47-yard line. He hits him in stride, and he may have scored on the play. As it is, it'll be good for 22 yards on the first down play to Colson.
Oh, Panthers had two or three guys running wide open down the field. Northern Michigan had dropped its defenders back about 30 or 40 yards, and any pass route in between the 20 and 30 yard mark was going to be completed.
That's the end of the first quarter. A strong start for the Panthers. They lead Northern Michigan 14-7. Scott and I back to the Superior Dome in Marquette after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings. Beer. Sports. Please drink responsibly.
Eric Ford back here at the studio, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Look at the GLIAC scoreboard. Wade State still on top, 22-14 against Saginaw Valley. Ferris State on top of Lake Erie, 7-3. And Northwood strikes first against Michigan Tech, 7-0. Let's go back out to Todd and Scott at the Superior Dome.
All right, thank you, Brent. We'll look forward to hearing from both you and my usual partner, Matt Natale, hanging out with you back in the studios today. 14-7 Panthers as our second quarter is underway, and ODU now going left to right. They'll scrimmage from their own 45-yard line. And Russell on the roll to the left will fire, caught by Contini at midfield and dropped immediately right there. So a 5-yard pickup for Corey Contini. But right now, Grant Russell's pretty much able to do whatever he wants here to start this game.
Yeah, he's 11 for 11 now passing. Cantini, his fifth catch already.
On second down, handoff Colson on a little delay, and he's tripped up at the 47 down near the 46-yard line. So it'll be third down and short coming up for ODU. Panthers on the season coming into today, 46% on third down. That is fourth best in the GLIAC. Third down play here. Colson behind Grant Russell, gets the handoff, makes a little jump cut in the hole, and he's going to probably have it. Well, maybe not. Officials on both sides look like they're going to spot it short of the northern 45-yard line, which is what he needed. It's going to be less than the length of the football, and a decision here for Coach Kelly Cummings. Panthers leading by 7. And the offense is staying on the field.
Yeah, I like this decision here. Showing confidence in the offense. They've, have been picking up yardage all day.
Already have picked up a fourth down conversion today. Russell gives to Colson. Uh-oh, I don't think he got there. It was a great surge by the Northern Michigan defensive front, and they get a stop. And ODU could not pick up less than a yard on fourth down.
That would be the right side of the Northern Michigan defensive front that was able to get some penetration, and they made first contact with Colson right behind the line of scrimmage, and EJ was barely able to get back to the original line to gain and never had a chance to even try to reach out and get that first down. So big stop there defensively for Northern Michigan.
And now the defense right back out onto the field for Ohio Dominican after just giving up a score a moment ago. Jake Mahon to the left of quarterback Shane Brown as they go from right to left here in the second quarter. Four defensive linemen here for the Panthers, and Mahon on first down, searching for room. None is there. Brian Hunter, one of the first to get there for Ohio Dominican from a defensive end position, sophomore from Mayfield. And he and a host of others were in there. Tristan Karras is out there on this possession as well, defensively for the Panthers. Paul Wesselhoff, Anthony Small, the other two defensive linemen right now for ODU. Thompson, Cameron Moore, Trey McIntyre are your linebackers. And Gordon Jr., Tyus, Dimmerling, and Akins are in the secondary as it'll be second down and 11. Now for this Northern offense, trailing 14-7, 2 minutes deep into our second quarter. They will bring Harrison motion near side. Brown play fake. Now we'll throw it to Harris over here, and he just overshoots him. At the very least, he knew he was throwing it in his direction, but I think he threw that one almost blindly, and it'll be third down and 11.
Yeah, Northern Michigan was trying to fake the pass to Harris originally. They wanted to get Julian Crum coming across the middle, but the Panthers had two defenders there waiting on Crum, and Shea Brown was forced to kind of pump fake there, was off balance, and then tried to flick it back out to Harris coming out of the backfield. And by that time, his feet weren't set. His body was pointed all the way back to Houghton and didn't have a chance of completing that one.
Third down and 11. They will need the Panther 44 for a first down. Empty backfield for Shea Brown. Panthers are bringing four. Quick throw out to the right. Caught it midfield. And Billy Akins is right there to make the tackle at the 49-yard line, 5 yards short of the first down. And the receiver on the far side was Julian Crum. And it looks as though Northern Michigan will send the punting unit out onto the field here. A quick three and out by the Panther defense.
Yeah, good response there by ODU at midfield. They're going to be pinned back with some tough field position likely after this punt, but the defense did its job. They didn't let Northern Michigan get that tying score here. So hats off to them after the Panthers offensively couldn't pick up that fourth and short.
Wazinski is back out to try another punt. Was roughed the last time. On fourth down and 5, And this time the punt will spiral down towards the end zone. Akins will watch it go and bounce at the one. And finally, it barely hit into the end zone. Man, was that close. And almost extremely well done. Checked up at the one, took a sideways bounce, and then that oblong football just barely touched the yellow part of the end zone.
Sounds like a Todd Bell pitching wedge
it was.
Right there.
Spinning the wrong way, away from the hole.
Away from the hole.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers at the 20-yard line. Grant Russell. How about this? 11 of 11 to start the game. That's a pretty good start for 152 yards. And that's something as well. When you look at Grant's numbers last week, Scott, 16 completions for 238 yards. Early in the season, that was 16 completions for 150 yards, as you alluded to earlier, starting to hit some big plays downfield.
Yep, absolutely. And Corey Cantini, 5 catches for 100 yards already. And the offensive line in pass protection has been terrific. Mm-hmm. They've also rolled the pocket, moved Grant around a little bit, so he's not just a sitting target with a normal 3 or 5 step straight drop.
And Grant on first down will roll to the left. Aaron Stevens makes the catch and was able to rumble his way out to the 24-yard line for a gain of 4. So Aaron Stevens with a catch, his second of the day. His first was a touchdown in his 36th game today for ODU. Second down and 6 coming up for the Panthers. That's something else that they have been very effective here in this first half, and that has been on first down. Colson, who was in a slot, will now run and stand in behind Grant Russell out of the pistol. They'll run the option. Pitch out to Colson. 20, 25, got two nice blocks ahead to the 29-yard line. Depending upon the spot, he might have the first down. Dar Stanford and Aaron Stevens were the two Panthers out there that opened up just enough of a crease for Colson to pick up 5.
And it's going to be about a half yard short again, so... Let's see what the Panthers' offensive philosophy is here. They've tried a couple of times on 3rd and 1 to run up the middle. Haven't had success. They had success in the short yard situation, rolling Grant out of the pocket, throwing a pass, and then also on an option play.
3rd down and less than a yard. They had 4th and a yard a moment ago, didn't get it. They keep the option again. Russell this time keeps the ball, and I think he was able to stretch it out there just enough. He just had to touch the 30-yard line, and he did. And it'll be 1st down ODU. Grant, after a couple of pitches, decided to keep that time and just barely got enough.
I'll tell you, Grant is really great in the option with the fake pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And saw a little bit of that last year a couple of times, and this year he's had some success. Does a great job in showing that pitch and then keeping it himself.
He's got such big size. He's got big hands, so he can comfortably make the hard fake on that pitch because he knows he's going to have a good claw on it. Hand off to Colson on 1st down. Oh, my. He was planted at the 32-yard line. Wow, that was a fantastic hit. And it'll bring up a 2nd down. Justin McElroy, a defensive back and a sophomore, stepped up and made that hit. The guy not even listed on their 2-deep. He should be. He's making plays like that. 2nd down and 8. Blocked down to 9:45 to play in the first half. Joe Hines will replace Colson. I beg your pardon. He'll just be in the backfield. Colson will line up in a slot on the right-hand side. Stevens and Contini left Stanford over here. Now you've got 2 running backs. Both flanking either side of Grant Russell, who fakes it to Hines. Deep down the left sideline for Cantini, and he had it knocked out of his hands, and now a flag's going to come in at the 35-yard line as the defensive back, I think C.J. Washington, had a hold of Cantini's arm, didn't allow him to get it up there to make the catch. And so that's going to be pass interference against Northern.
That's exactly right. And Washington never had his head turned around. Cantini had him beat by a step, and I think the contact was made. I think he grabbed Corey on the arm or on the wrist as he was reaching up to try to make that catch.
So a 15-yard penalty will take it from the 32 to the 47 and give Ohio Dominican a 1st down. That ball was just a little bit underthrown, or it was probably 6 points because, again, Cantini got behind. I remember one of our conversations early in the season after watching Des Stewart run by defenders for a couple of years was who was going to be able to go and take the top off the defense. And I think we found our answer. Corey Cantini's got a little speed out there. 1st and 10 from their 47. And it'll be Joe Hines on a run straight through the middle. Nice little hole. And he squirts his way through the line to the 48 of Northern Michigan for a 5-yard gain on 1st down for Joe Hines.
Yeah, and that, I'm going back to that pass interference play. Corey got open so quickly. Mm-hmm. Grant didn't even really set his feet. Grant was, I think, still kind of in the process of getting set in his drop and saw Corey right away and just flung it out there as best he could.
Second and five. Russell on a keep, and he's in trouble. Dropped for a loss. Back at his own 49-yard line. Northern had the play blown up because it was a zone read type play, and if he gives it to Colson, he would have been tackled right away, and then Grant had nowhere to go either. So they lose a couple. Boy, they're fortunate. They're going to credit forward progress, actually, on the northern side of the field, just inside the 50, so it'll be third and six.
I think that balances out because I think Joe Hines on his carry was out to about the 46-yard line, and they marked him at the 48, so I think it evens out.
Mercier is out there at wide receiver with David Turner and Dar Sanford on this near side. Justin Davis in the backfield. Mercier in motion to the far side where he'll join Contini on third down and six. Wildcats bringing an extra man. Russell's got time. Fires high left. Contini caught it. Holy cow at the 39. Another one-handed circus catch by Corey Contini, and it's a Panther first down.
What a throw. What a catch. Russell knew he was going to get drilled and had to unload it probably about a half second before Corey was ready for it. Still coming out of his break. That ball was on him. And Corey, almost in self-defense, reaching up with one hand, able to pull it down, keep his foot in bounds, and make the grab.
First and 10 from the northern 39, and it's Colson out of the backfield to the 40, hit at the 38, and forward to the 33-yard line. That'll be a gain of six for E.J. Colson on first down. But that's at least the third one-handed catch that I've seen Contini make this year, the touchdown grab at Lake Erie. He had one early in the season.
That's,
I think,
Ferris.
That was at Ferris.
Yep.
And then this one here. Now a quick toss to the left. David Turner's first catch, 35-30. And he almost broke a tackle. He was to the 23-yard line before they brought him down. 10 quick yards for David Turner, who had three catches last week, and the Panthers have a first down.
I like what they did there. They had Stevens and Cantini out there as the blockers, and they double-teamed the short corner out there. And then that left Turner one-on-one with the safety, and David nearly split that and got into the end zone.
Russell, fake pump once, twice. Now we'll look to his left and we'll run. Got a block down field 20 and ahead to the 17-yard line. Contini out there helping throw a block as Grant was looking right for both Aaron Stevens and Dar Sanford. There were more green jerseys than white, and so Grant just took it downfield. He actually picked up maybe almost six on that play.
Yeah, there was a pass to the right. There was only two receivers on the right side of that formation. Contini was kind of a safety valve on the left side, but wound up just being a blocker for Grant out there.
Second down, Russell fakes it to Colson, hits Stevens, 10-yard line, broke a tackle, five to the end zone, Aaron Stevens, 17-yard touchdown, second of the day for the Fighting Tiger from Ironton, and the Panthers extend the lead to 20-7.
How about this start for Grant Russell? That's now 16 for 16 passing, three touchdowns, and we're in the middle part of the second quarter. And great job by Aaron Stevens. Spun away from a would-be tackler and able to get in the end zone.
So the point after coming from Boncheck. And it is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 6:36 to play second quarter. Ohio Dominican 21, Northern Michigan 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're at four back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Finley strikes first against Tiffin, 7-0, 9:03 first quarter. And Michigan Tech gets on the board against Northwood, 7-3, Northwood, 6:13 second quarter. Grant Russell, 16 of 16, 199 yards. Let's go back out to Todd and Scott.
And the Panthers now have scoring drives today of 12 and 11 plays. And so after last week striking quickly against Northwood, the Panthers today able to extend some drives, keep their defense off the field, and they've got a two-touchdown lead now, 21-7, over Northern Michigan with 6:36 to play here in the second quarter. As Boncheck will approach. And he'll send it end over end to the, again, far side of the field at the five, where it is caught by Walter Jackson. He'll try and make it all the way here to the near side of the field. Turns up 15, stood up by Marquise Tyus at the 20. And down there, however, there is a penalty marker down over here on the near side of the field. And Coach Ostrowski has already said, we're going to make him kick this again.
Yeah, Panther coverage team left a little bit early. Official threw that flag right away. Smart decision here. Make them run down, cover it again.
Yep. 21-7 Panthers. Aaron Stevens, who came in today with one career touchdown. It came 2 weeks ago at Lake Erie. He's got two in the first half here today. He is no blocking tight end.
He is not a blocking tight end. That's a receiving tight end if I have ever seen one. Panthers offensively, 257 yards to this point, and they're doing it mostly through the air. 199 yards passing against a defense that had been gashed by the run, and ODU so far doing it through the air.
So they back it up to the 35-yard line. And the kick is away by Justin. And it will be fielded over there on the far side of the field. This is Julian Crum this time on the return, and Cameron Moore will stand him up out at the 25. So after all that, they get 4 yards. They got the penalty yards, basically, on the kick return. And so we'll see Northern Michigan back out onto the field, where it'll be first and 10, and quarterback Shea Brown is off to a 10-for-12 start. Our quarterbacks today are 26 of 28 passing.
That seems efficient.
Pretty good. But the Panthers have the lead. A turnover caused in the first quarter by ODU. Right now, kind of a big play. Allowed the Panthers to kind of get on a odd score here to get ahead of them by one extra possession. Trio of receivers to this near side. Now Crum will go to the right. Now comes back to the left. And on first down, Brown will throw it to Harris out of the backfield. 20, head to the 25, and out of bounds at the 30-yard line, where he was shut down by Gus Dimmerling. And a gain of about 5 on first down. Now the one thing between the difference between Grant and Shea Brown, everything Brown's throwing, most of them are being caught behind the line of scrimmage. Grant's getting the ball downfield here a little bit. Second down and 5 after the first down throw to Harris. Brown will have Jake May on to his right here. No, that is still Harris over there on the right. On second down and 5, Brown will take the snap. Quick throw left, caught over here by Walter Jackson and tapped out of bounds right at the first down marker. In fact, a yard ahead. So at the 36, gain of 6 and a first down.
I was watching there that Atkin laid out there as the blocking wide receiver, if you will.
Yeah.
And he was engaged with Marquise Tyus about 8 yards downfield before that ball was even out of Shea Brown's hands.
That's not legal?
I don't think so. I'm not a rules expert, but just be interesting to see if, how that will be called as the game progresses.
Walter Jackson goes in motion to the far side. Brown on first down, gives it off to Harris. Stutter steps his way off to the right-hand side. Got spun around at the 40 and down at the 41-yard line. I think the Northern Michigan sideline was thinking there might have been a face mask involved in that play, but no flag was thrown. Gain of 6 on first down for Aaron Harris. Between the two, Mayon and Harris, they've combined for about 1,100 yards on the season. We've seen Harris be much more active in the passing game here today. He only had 6 catches coming in, but so far on the day, he's already gotten 3. Second down and about 5 here for the Wildcats, trailing in this one 21-7. Brown again throws right behind the line of scrimmage. Jackson catches it and then slips down right at the line of scrimmage. He saw Gus Dimmerling, and conveniently, the spike didn't catch on the turf, and it'll be third down.
He saw footage of Dimmerling's hit against the Finley receiver a few weeks ago. I would have been slipping down, too.
So third down coming up. They will need to get out to the 46-yard line for a first down. Big play here for the Panther defense with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. They could get the offense the ball back. Julian Crum in motion over here to the near side. Shea Brown on third down. Long count now. Play clock is at 5. Brown now will take it with 1. Looks left, back right. Nothing's available. Scrambles to his right. Now just chucks it into the Panther bench. Out of bounds. Anthony Small, for good measure, even got a shot on Brown as he threw the football, stopping the clock with 3:40 to play here in the second quarter, and ODU should get the ball back.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that's a big stop there defensively because you've got the 2-score lead, and even if you don't put points on the board here on this possession, hopefully you'll take that 2-touchdown lead into halftime. And, Northern Michigan will get the ball to start the second half. But, again, you've got a little bit of that cushion, a little bit of that breathing room.
Billy Aiken back at the 20. Kuczynski had a huge punt last time, but it ended up going into the end zone. He stands back inside his own 30-yard line. Receives the pass and gets rid of it and spirals it again deep downfield. Aiken's backpedaling will fair catch it at the 12. He had a 49-yard punt earlier in the game that, again, was a touchback. And this one here, a good solid punt as well, about 47 yards. And it's going to be Panther football at the 12, and they've got all three of their timeouts here. And at the very least, see if they can work themselves into field goal range and tack one more on here before we head to the locker room. E.J. Colson, 10 rushes for 44 yards. Corey Contini having another spectacular first half, 7 catches, 116 yards and a score. And Grant Russell will have Colson lined up to his right here on first down and 10. 3 receivers here to the near side. Northern jumps offside, free play for Grant, throws it off to the left, caught there by Contini for a first down. 25 ahead to the 30-yard line and maybe to the 31. Gain of 20 on the first down play. And it is easy to see Grant Russell this year because it happened, a couple of times, I think, last week with Northwood. He knows he's got a free play. He's going to try and get something deep downfield, and he's usually been successful with it.
And good job by the receivers as well. Everybody else recognizing that, yeah, it is a free play. And instead of 5 yards, here you wind up getting 20.
So they will take the play. Panthers will have it out at the 31-yard line, first down and 10. Contini and Colson are left. Turner and Stanford over here to the near side on first down and 10. And Aaron Stevens false started. Just kind of lean forward.
I think he had visions of a third touchdown.
So that'll back him up to the 26-yard line. 3:17 left until halftime. That will include conversation between Brent Ford and Matt Natale. Conversation between Todd Bell, Matt Natale, Demetrius Farmer, and David Turner. Scott will talk to somebody. It's all coming up at halftime. First and 15, and Russell fires. Stanford, 35, makes the catch ahead to the 37 into the 38-yard line. Pickup of 13. Stanford had the game's first catch, and now he picks up his third of the day right here out to the 38-yard line. Panthers will line up here quickly as Turner and Contini will be to the left.
They stopped the clock. I don't know why.
I don't care. I'm fine with that. Second down at about 3. Grant Russell will take the shotgun snap. He'll roll it off to the left. Fires. It'll be caught by Turner. 45. Turns upfield 50. He's to the northern 45 and finally knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line of Northern Michigan. So instead of just running straight out of bounds, Turner was able to pick up about an extra 15 yards.
I mean, this is almost like, this is as simple pitch and catch as you can get. Grant Russell, 19 of 19 to this point.
First down and 10. And Russell looking to throw, and it's to Contini, and he makes a fingers catch this time on a slant down to the 25-yard line. I was going to loop you in with Mike Popovich and him calling no hitters and saying the word. You were saying he was 19 for 19, and it was almost a drop. But a first down as it is to the 25-yard line. Clock still reads 2:30, and it's Colson on a run, and he's going to be buried just across the line of scrimmage down to the 24-yard line. And Panthers right now can take a deep breath. They don't have to be in any hurry considering the field position and the time remaining here.
Well, that's exactly it. Now I think they like running quick after picking up the first down. They like running that first down snap pretty quickly. And now I think, okay, hey, we can, get things settled down here inside the 25-yard line. Got all those timeouts in your pocket. And you don't want Northern Michigan to get a possession again here either.
Russell will bring Justin Davis in motion. And now Justin will take the handoff. He's going to make his way through the line of scrimmage down to the 15-yard line, gain of 9, and it will be a first down for ODU. So the Panthers will have it first down and 10, football right at the 15-yard line. Panthers will have Turner and Dar Stanford over here to the right. They'll have two receivers left. On first down and 10, he'll bring Davis again in motion from a slot to his left. Russell will take the shotgun snap. Looking left for Contini. He's got him at the 5, and it was incomplete. First incompletion of the half. Tight defense that time on the outside, and it just disrupted it enough that Corey could not make the catch. And so after hitting his first 20, Grant Russell throws his first incompletion. It'll stop the clock with 1:16 to play here in the first half of action. Now the Panthers will have two receivers over here to the near side. Now it'll be Colson coming into the backfield, so two in the backfield now. As Russell on second down, they'll sweep it to Colson left, and again nowhere to go as he was met behind the line of scrimmage. Well, that play was blown up immediately by Austin McCarthy. And now it'll be third down for ODU and 13 yards to go as we are right now down to a minute to play here in the first half of action. Panthers still not necessarily needing to use the timeouts. They will now work their way to the line of scrimmage. It'll be two receivers off to the left, two over here to the near side. As Justin Davis will line up to the left of Russell. Panthers can get a first down at the 5-yard line, and now they will burn a timeout. We'll pause as well. 37 seconds to play. First half, 21-7 in favor of ODU on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real-world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the healthcare administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820, Columbus.
We're back here at the studios as the ODU Panthers are looking to strike. Let's go back out to Todd and Scott.
Third down and 12 coming up now for Ohio Dominican as they will have the football at the 17-yard line. Grant will have Contini off to the left. Now it'll be three receivers over here to the near side as Contini comes in motion. From the far side of hash mark, Russell takes it. Wildcats are blitzing. Russell throws to the back corner of the end zone for Contini, and it's incomplete. And he had to throw that football just a little sooner than he wanted to because of the pressure that was applied by Northern Michigan. And so it'll be fourth down, and the punting unit will have to come onto the field. All right, the field goal unit will come onto the field as Justin Bonchek will come out and try a 34-yard field goal with 32 seconds to go. Bonchek, 2-for-4 on field goals so far this year with a long of 29. Stevens with a snap. Ernst puts it down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. And with 28 seconds to go here in the first half, the Panthers, Scott, tack on one more now to make it 24-7 here just moments before halftime. And we'll remind you again that coming up at halftime today, we will have our conversation from this previous week's Inside Panthers football, as we will have David Turner and Demetrius Farmer, who were a part of the show this past Thursday night. Brent and Matt will have scores from around the GLIAC. Recapped his first half for you as well. As right now, the Panthers, what a start. 24-7. The lead here with 28 seconds to go. Now, Northern Michigan still has two timeouts remaining. But I'm sure it'll all depend on this kick return on whether or not or what they choose to do here. So Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up. Two receivers are back. It's been Walter Jackson who has taken a majority of the kick returns. Bonchek approaches and will send the kick downfield where Jackson will take it at the 5-yard line. They'll fake a reverse to Crum. Now Jackson working up field 20, and he's going to be down. Ball is out, and it's a scramble for the football. Flags were down as well. Quite a pileup and lots of pushing and shoving. And it appears Northern Michigan ended up falling on the football. Boy, that would have been deja vu from a couple of weeks ago, the Panthers scoring and maybe coming away with a turnover, much like Grand Valley did against Ohio Dominican a couple of weeks ago. Scott?
Yeah, that was great coverage there by ODU. I think it was Mercier who wound up getting blocked in the back. That's going to be the penalty. Pretty easy call down here to see. And, again, did a great job coming down to cover that kick and a pretty simple block in the back call.
And that will pretty much dissolve any options for Northern Michigan to try and maybe get down into Blackburn field goal range. Yeah, it does have a long of 39, which is the third longest in the GLIAC this year, but they've got the ball all the way back to the 10. Now, they got two timeouts, and trailing here 24-7, Northern will get the football to start the second half. But I would be shocked if they did anything more than hand the ball here to Jake Mahon. Out of the shotgun, Brown with Mahon to his left on first and 10 from the 10. Three receivers are to the right of Brown. And on first down, he'll take it and look to throw. Going to try a deep ball down the right side. And looking, and it's going to be caught. No, incomplete. Just across midfield. And that was Eckenlad again was the intended receiver, so they tried a big ball downfield, but almost came up with that. Dwayne Gordon Jr. was out there with the coverage.
Yeah, they went deep, and looks like he might even had a step on Gordon there, and Dwayne was able to kind of close on that, and it was going to be a tough play to make, but Dwayne able to recover and force the incompletion.
So second down and 10 now from the 10-yard line. And Brown, quick throw out to the right-hand side. That is caught by Lewis, and he'll be tapped out of bounds by McIntyre at the 15 with 7 seconds to play. And we'll set up a third down and 5 now for the Wildcats. Northern looking over here to the near sideline for the play call. And they still have two timeouts, but now they're down to 7 seconds. Shane Brown gives to Jake Mahon. He'll just work his way straight forward short of the first down, and that will do it for our first half of play. So the Ohio Dominican Panthers, they are able to pile up 267 passing yards on what was the number one pass defense in the GLIAC and have a 24-7 first half lead. We go down to Scott.
Coach Cummings, offensively, you guys were able to come out. A lot of success through the air. What was the game plan against this Northern Michigan defense?
They've done a great job over there. Coach Bruni, obviously, he sped it up on them, picked up the tempo over there. So he's done a great job. He's just worn them out on defense. They've got all their defensive linemen are over there gasping. And so that's it was a good plan by him, and he's just done a good job moving the ball, running the ball, and taking advantage of what they're giving him underneath and a couple shots downfield.
And defensively, you guys did a great job in keeping Northern Michigan off the board, in particular after you didn't pick up the fourth down right at midfield, but you were able to stop them there, and the defense really kind of settled in after that second Northern Michigan drive.
Yeah, that was bad by us. It was bad by us as a coaching staff, and it's all on us. We got to, we're going to do that. We got to have a better call. We got to have a better scenario for what they were in. And they credit to them on that fourth down play. But, you know, great job by our defensive kids bouncing back and then, you know, doing a good job of Billy here catching the ball instead of getting pinned down here on the goal line, catching the ball here about on the 20 or 30 and then getting another drive out of it.
All right, Coach, see you after the game.
Thank you.
Halftime score is Ohio Dominican 24, Northern Michigan 7. Our Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show starts now with the boys back in the studio.